From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup, and this is Exam. Last year, the University of Missouri conducted a campus climate survey just after the resignations of former MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton and former UM System President Tim Wolf. Faculty, staff, and students at the Columbia campus were asked questions about their experiences with discrimination, support from campus administration, and overall work and study environment. Nearly 10,000 people responded. The results suggested a lack of institutional support for students and employees, especially hourly staff. KBIA's Miranda Moore reports.
At a town hall to discuss the campus climate survey, MU Chancellor Alexander Cartwright said that the subpar findings were not unexpected.
You know that the last 2 years have been some of the most difficult and challenging in Mizzou's 178-year history. And going into this survey, we knew that we would be getting feedback that might be difficult to hear. But our leadership felt it was important to collect your input.
Many of the survey findings from faculty, graduate students, and undergraduates mirrored grievances that were voiced during protests in the 2015 fall semester about the university's response to incidents of racism and sudden cuts to graduate student health insurance. But perhaps some of the most surprising results came from hourly staff. The university employs about 4,000 hourly staff, and about one-third of them filled out the survey. Staff cited a number of reasons for lower morale. They reported an increased workload without a corresponding raise. Benefits and support services had been cut. Some said they felt like cheap labor, with one person saying they were treated like they were, quote, a dime a dozen. Nearly two-thirds of staff felt like workplace hierarchy prevented different voices from being heard equally. About 4 out of every 10 staff members do not believe that faculty and administrators value staff feedback. About half did not feel like there were clear paths for career advancement. Dr. Emil Cunningham was one of the researchers brought in from Rankin and Associates to conduct the survey and analyze the results. When he spoke at the town hall, he said that university staff are often overlooked across higher education, including in academic research on campus climate.
But it's also challenging to know that staff have practically no literature in the higher education field. We've tried to put articles in, and we were told, quite frankly, it's outside the scope of the journal, because oftentimes staff are forgotten about.
Hourly staff can be found everywhere on campus, from admissions to MU healthcare. They work with faculty, senior administrators, and students. Cunningham said staff morale makes a big difference to a student's on-campus experience.
So what happens when a student comes into contact with that staff member for the first time, and that's the experience that they're having? It's not going to be positive. It's not going to be something they want to do, and that's going to stay with them because, as we always say, first impressions are lasting, right?
The survey was conducted in October of last year, several months before budget cuts were announced in June. With budget cuts came a number of layoffs at all levels. Staff positions account for the highest number of layoffs. Over 170 positions were slated to be cut at Mizzou. Long-term reorganization through fiscal year 2020 may result in further staff reductions to a workforce already under strain. Looking forward, Chancellor Cartwright announced last week that working groups will be formed for faculty, students, and staff in response to issues presented in the climate survey. The groups will be tasked with identifying specific goals that could be accomplished within a year. University President Moon Choi cautioned during the town hall that change will take time.
This is not going to be an endeavor that's going to take us to a finish line. We'll always have to keep improving because there is no finish line. We need to make sure that, but in that process, that we're making progress each and every day.
University spokeswoman Liz McCune said in an email that there are currently no plans to bring back positions that were cut, but that employees who were laid off will receive priority consideration for jobs that open up in the future. For KBIA News, I'm Miranda Moore.
From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup, and this is Exam.